Well, hello. You are listening to Hypocritical, a podcast by Hypocritic GG. I'm Lou, some call me Cheat Speak, and on this episode, we are talking all about Marathon, Bungie's long-in-the-works extraction shooter, what it is, some of the controversies and issues facing it right now, and in these last few months, running up to release, where it goes from here. So let's get right into it. So first of all, what the hell is an extraction shooter, right? That's probably important to know and understand. Well, an extraction shooter is basically a subgenre of shooters where players drop into or otherwise start somewhere on a map and scavenge for resources and gear of various rarities, right? They then work to escape the map with what they found, extracting, that's where it gets its name, potentially fighting other players or teams along the way and losing whatever they found if they die. So you have to go back in and collect it all over again. Drop in, shoot, loot, extract, over and over and over and over again. That's the loop of an extraction shooter. So Marathon, then, is Bungie's take on this specific genre of shooter, set in and based on the company's Marathon FPS trilogy. First released on classic Mac OS all the way back in the day in the mid-1990s. Bungie, of course, a great legacy in the shooter space and a ton of experience with the genre, not just in Marathon, but obviously having created the Halo franchise and shepherding it from the original release all the way through Halo Reach, and then also making Destiny and Destiny 2, the latter of which continues to go strong with new updates and a consistent player base well after its release in 2017. So in turning now to Marathon, Bungie's first new IP in over a decade, there are unfortunately a veritable hurricane of headwinds affecting this title, its standing in the community, and how much interest the broader gaming industry is sort of giving it at this point in time. And I want to kind of break down these headwinds into three primary categories and talk a little bit about why this game is experiencing so much controversy and friction out there in the marketplace in the run-up to its release, which, as of the time we're recording this in late May 2025, is currently set for late September, so just a few months away. The first and probably most pressing one in terms of short-term controversy is the art theft controversy. So as has now been pretty thoroughly documented across the internet and admitted by Bungie themselves, the company flat-out stole multiple art assets from a Scottish artist named Anti-Real. Anti-Real? One of those two. And the company seemingly based much of the game's overall art style around specific pieces of her portfolio. If you were to look up, you know, those certain parts of what she's done and take a look at what Marathon looks like and its unique visual design, you're going to find a lot of overlap, which seemingly is intentional. While Bungie has claimed something to the effect of either a contractor or an employee no longer with the company ended up, you know, doing this art theft and working it into the game and getting it under their radar, there's evidence and very clear evidence that that's not necessarily the case, and it goes deeper. Marathon's franchise art director, the one overall responsible for the vision of the visuals, and many members of that art team have followed Anti-Real on social media for years. So that's pretty damning, if you ask me. And unfortunately, it's not the first time Bungie has been accused and called out for this sort of asset theft or five-finger discounting from the broader community, the artistic community in particular, where asset theft and ripping people off like that is frowned upon more than potentially any other creative space like that. So it has revealed what is an unfortunate pattern, seemingly, with the studio and how it has gone about sourcing some of the assets and some of the direction of many of their titles. So that's number one. Number two is that from a general internet perspective, which you do have to take with a grain of salt sometimes, it seemingly pales in comparison to a very similar extraction shooter called ARC Raiders, A-R-C Raiders. There are obviously major differences between the two, but they both exist in that same extraction shooter space and have a lot of overlap considering both of them ran their closed alphas at about the exact same time and are kind of marching toward very similar design goals in terms of that extraction shooter space. Now, ARC Raiders, in terms of the design, and we won't dig too deep into the comparisons and the details here, does deliver a more quote-unquote traditional extraction shooter experience with things like custom characters and more robust options for solo play, whereas Marathon presents itself as a little bit more of a hybrid where a lot of those more common elements aren't included and it tries a bunch of different things in that space. Now, again, depending on how much you listen to voices across the internet, community and fan reactions from all over the place, Bungie fans, non-Bungie fans, extraction shooter fans, casuals, whatever, have generally favored Ark Raiders and praised it much more for being more polished, more complete, and more interesting to play in its closed alpha than Marathon was, and admittedly kind of free of and without the weight of expectations from a studio like Bungie, which has such an exceptional shooter pedigree, extraction shooter or not. So it's interesting to see that this other arguably smaller title from a different studio is gaining so much more traction at the same time than Marathon, which has, again, seemingly been facing an uphill battle since it was first revealed, I believe, in 2023. So that's number two. And number three in this space is also, you know, kind of long-term, the most important one, where it seems to just not be very fun. And this is where it gets very subjective and a little bit more murky, because fun is going to be defined a million different ways by a million different people. Right. And if you look across the internet at reactions to the closed alpha, ever since it was announced, there have been a lot of divisive and mixed opinions on Marathon. I think much more than you've seen kind of with something like Ark Raiders prior to this point, and even with other Bungie titles, if you look back across history. Some are obviously praising the more unique and kind of hybrid approach to the extraction shooter experience and some of the core mechanics that it uses, how the game feels, how it plays, etc., which we'll talk about, while others are pretty loudly bemoaning it for being generic, uninteresting, undercooked, not presenting enough of a quality first impression relative to, again, Bungie's pedigree, the amount of hype that's been going into the game, and the scope of what they're trying to build. Now, they did run a closed alpha for the game for a couple of weeks, I believe in late April or early May. We unfortunately did not get into it, so haven't been able to go hands-on with it ourselves. However, our good friend Fullmetal did play the closed alpha extensively, so I asked her for her opinions on the game. You can get her full impressions video over on her channel. That's Fullmetal, M-E-T-U-L. So it's F-U-L-L-M-E-T-U-L, or on her website, fullmetal.com. But here are her thoughts. These are hers. Overall, I really, really liked the gameplay. It took me probably about 5-ish hours to really get a good understanding of the gameplay loop and controls, similar to what I would say you need to get a good, firm grasp on a game like The Division. And with that game's Dark Zone mode, you can see that there is a lot of sort of Venn diagram overlap, given that it does lean into those extraction shooter molds. The gunplay is super tight. Bungie does gunplay well. They know how to make a gun sound and feel great. I really like the PvPvE theme. I think it really works. The looting loop and hunting while being hunted is super fun once you get the hang of it. I was shocked by the breadth of what to do in the closed alpha. It was meaty, with meaty in all caps. I played 15-ish hours and barely scratched the surface between the three corporations with contract missions and the two worlds you could drop into. I would have paid $40 up front just for what was in the closed alpha. Unquote. Now, there's a lot of positivity and sort of glowing recommendations and assessments in her write-up there. And for a little bit of context, we go way back, not just personally as friends in the world, but as people who kind of have the same shared outlook and experience on these things. We bonded over Halo in high school, specifically the Xbox 360 generation of those games. We have so many fond memories thanks to the franchise. We have played probably thousands of hours of Halo together, as well as Destiny to a much, you know, shorter or fewer degree in time span. And haven't played Destiny as much is the point. So because we look at this genre of game so similarly, and because we have such a similar shared experience of the genre, I'm inclined to believe her assessment in terms of how the game plays and how it feels and the quality of the experience that you have. That's in the box. I do think it is important to note there that from my understanding, the closed alpha contained quite a bit, if not most, of what's going to be in the full game. There will be new gear. There will be two new heroes, I believe, and maybe one new map for a total of four, one set to be released, you know, after the game comes out. So two in the closed alpha, three at launch maybe, and then four in total. So given how much there is, and when you look at other similar titles like Escape from Tarkov and their price tags, there's a lot of free-to-play games in the space. This premium $40 price tag that Marathon is aiming to launch at may end up being a bridge too far for some, based on the challenges of solo play where you can't solo queue, where there's seemingly no proximity chat, to my understanding, and the amount of content that you get. Remember, just because it says it's a closed alpha, you're basically getting a pretty rich and near final impression of what the game is going to look like. If it does launch in that late September timeframe that they had announced, you're not going to see really radical changes from what you saw in the alpha. And that poses an interesting question. Where does the game go from here? It's got a lot of uphill battling to do between addressing this art controversy, trying to win over the community, you know, raking back some of that goodwill wherever possible, overcoming all of these seemingly poor comparisons to Arc Raiders. There's a lot of work to do between now and September, and seemingly Sony, who bought Bungie a couple of years ago, is recognizing this. There are reports all over the internet, again, as of late May 2025, that all paid marketing plans for the game were pulled and canceled as of the middle of the month. So a lot of those plans in the run-up to release have been essentially scuttled completely, which is not a good sign if your game is, what, June, July, August, September, 4 months away from release. So what are your options? Well, basically, there's three primary options, right? You launch it when you promised you were going to launch it, you cancel it outright, or you delay it for some amount of time. Now, each of those has their own risks and has their own issues, and maybe we think these through a little bit. If Sony does choose to release the game and Bungie chooses to release the game on schedule as promised in September, based on a lot of the community feedback, based on people's thoughts about the game, it's going to basically feel like a death march in a lot of ways, where we have a product that has so many known and quantifiable issues, so many things working against it, so much ill will. You're almost seemingly sending the game out to fail. And why would they do this? Well, probably to recoup that marketing investment, right? And the development investment. There is a long history that admittedly mostly Bungie has sunk in terms of development cost and sunk cost and these kinds of things, where the game has been in the works for over 4 years, possibly as many as six at this point, with over 300 people working on it. When you consider that, obviously it's going to make sense that these companies will want to make their money back, and that's why a lot of these products come out in a subpar state or super incomplete. Look at basically almost any seemingly AAA release of the last few years, where it launches broken, it launches buggy, it launches incomplete, features aren't there that were promised. You got to get the game out to start making your money back. And that would be probably the driving force or driving reason why Marathon would launch in late September if it does end up doing so. Outright cancellation, you know, potentially also an option. But again, given that long development history, given all of the sunk costs on this, and given how publicly the game has already been shown and played, there's been so much that goes into it. It is almost the sunk cost fallacy to some degree, where you've put so much in, you almost have to get something back at this point, and you can't afford to cancel it. So while it is an option, I personally don't see it from a business perspective as the right move in any case, but stranger things have happened, so I guess we'll see. What may be the most likely option, what a lot of people are hypothesizing will be the case based on the cancellation of the marketing, is a delay. And that raises a lot of questions in itself. How long is that delay going to be? What will it result in? Will there be some, you know, substantive changes that happen based on it having a little more time in the oven, which it seems like it desperately needs? The fact of the matter is that, again, based on community feedback and how loudly people have complained about a lot of issues with the game, any delay would likely need to be substantial to help address the laundry list of complaints that people have called out, like a lack of solo queue, proximity chat, some concerns about using the hero system over customizable characters, all these sort of things. So you'd need to put in significant effort to earn back that goodwill and demonstrate to players that the game is ultimately going to be worth their time, especially towards some of those naysayers or people who are on the fence about the game, such as myself. And that raises the question of how much time will that take? How much time would Sony potentially give them? And what can ultimately be done in that time? Would it take 6 months? Would it take a year? Will Sony allow such a delay? They've had a lot of black marks on their record given their repeated failure in that sort of live service connected world space across the PS4 and the PS5 in the past few years. Concord comes to mind. And I'm sure that the company is eager to avoid yet another almost dead on arrival or ultimately unsuccessful connected game like this. So you have to kind of balance those priorities out and understand how much could it improve in 6 months? How much could it improve in 12 months? So if it launches, you know, September 2026, or potentially in the spring or summer of 26, what can be done if you add in that extra time? Then you start thinking about what other games does it butt up against. If it's anywhere near GTA 6, it's going to get eaten alive, as will seemingly everything else in the industry when that comes out, just because that's going to be so big. So there's a lot to consider. It's not a position I would envy being in if I were Sony or Bungie in this situation. It's a very challenging one, and the way forward may not be entirely clear. What is clear at this point is that there are seemingly, for as much fun as the game may have within it, and for as solid as its fundamentals may or may not be, there are a lot of issues and there's a lot of toxicity around the game right now, and it's just not in a good place. Sony and Bungie are going to need to put in the work to either delay and dramatically reshape the game or pump through some sort of quick corrective measures in order to get this thing back on track to give it any substantive chance of succeeding, whether that's in the September launch timeframe this year or sometime nebulously in the future. You know, from our perspective, it's hard to see. Bungie as a studio has obviously changed dramatically from those scrappy days of the OG Marathon trilogy on Mac and those early Halo titles, which is expected. You know, as those scrappy little studios grow and get acquired by major publishers and evolve over time, these things happen, and it's exactly what we've seen at countless other studios across time. BioWare, amongst many, many others. It seems to continue to suffer from some pretty serious managerial and operational missteps, which are now manifesting in a very public and egg-on-its-face kind of way with Marathon. How they have not implemented some tighter process to screen art assets and ensure that they're, you know, original is kind of baffling to me. It almost suggests either they can't or they won't. Again, they've had so many chances to kind of right the ship and just haven't. The game seemingly needs significant work, as we've said. Despite what's positive about it, despite the people who really love it, it does seem to need a lot of work to reach the current level and achieve parity with its peers. And we're not outright rooting for it to fail. We obviously hate to see a game that a ton of people are pouring love and time into. You don't want these things to fail. But it's hard to support either Marathon or Bungie as a whole at the moment, given all of these current issues. Now, whatever your thoughts are on a game entering a crowded space like another Battle Royale, for example, or another live service kind of MMO or whatever it is, we often find a lot of joy and a lot of fun in some of those lesser known titles. Project Ethos was one that we, you know, have streamed on the channel before, spent a lot of time with and thoroughly enjoyed, despite it probably going to struggle in finding traction in that Battle Royale PvPvE space. Doesn't mean the games aren't fun. Doesn't mean that there's not value in those experiences. But you have to consider the entirety of the context and the story of the game when you make some of these decisions of where to put your time and where to put your money. So we'll see. Hypocritic.gg is your hub for all things Hypocritic. Check out our live streams, convention coverage, video reviews, industry interviews, and more. And join our Discord community where you can react to topics we discuss here on the podcast and get the inside scoop on what's coming next from us. Thanks so much for listening. Stay fresh, cheese bags. We'll catch you back here real soon.